This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The economy may get back to pre-pandemic levels by the second half of 2021. At least that is what a lot of business forecasters think, according to a new survey from the National Association for Business Economists. But they also say it's going to be a tough, long haul this winter. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Patricia Moody is a consultant who works with a bicycle manufacturer in South Carolina. The company was busy all through the summer and fall.
It was just a delightful surprise. People would line up to get the unassembled bicycles as they came off the trucks.
Consumer spending helped boost some businesses, according to an October NABE survey. Now forecasters are more positive about the economic prospects for late next year. Ken Simonson is an economist who works with the association.
Unquestionably, the news about a vaccine soon to be available has, I think, sparked a good deal of optimism.
But the recent surge of COVID-19 has tempered expectations for this winter. Chad Moutre is chief economist with the National Association of Manufacturers.
So I think, you know, there's still a long way to go.
While Moutre says overall manufacturing is down about 5% since before the pandemic, he points out car sales and electronics have done better than expected. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.